And good morning, 7:05. You're tuned into the Mighty 690 KGGF alongside Kyle High. I am Brandon Tadman. Appreciate the listeners out there here this morning. We got a couple special guests here in studio. We're going to kind of step away from the normal 7 o'clock newscast. We'll get you your local news and your state news. We'll have your weather forecast and then, of course, some sports later on coming up as well. But obviously some big information needing to be get out to the community here today. We got Virgil Peck in studio here with us this morning. And first of all, Virgil, we appreciate it. I know this was fairly short notice, kind of us reaching out to you, but joining us here at 7 o'clock here this morning, we appreciate it. Obviously, there's some big news here in Montgomery County. We're going to discuss that and obviously the meeting last night to determine the new Montgomery County Sheriff. And obviously, we're going to get to that in just a moment, but thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, absolutely. I'm appreciative of the opportunity that KGGF has given me to come in to get up bright and early this
morning. That's right, before the sun is truly up, and we weren't sure. And obviously, this is kind of our one of our bigger casts, and we felt this was an ideal time. And again, with it being fairly early, we do very much appreciate the time here today. So obviously, this was a process that was kind of weeks in the making. You know, putting this all together to determine who the Montgomery County Sheriff would be, of course, replacing Bobby Dirks. What was this process like? And we'll kind of get to everything that broke down last night. But, you know, obviously we had you a few weeks back kind of discussing what the process would be.
Right.
Now we have you. The process is done and complete. You know, what was that last couple of weeks like in determining who this new sheriff would be?
Well, it was certainly an experience for me. I had never been the point man on such a convention to replace an office holder. But we got her accomplished. I invested a lot of time, a lot of energy, as did all the delegates, the Republican Precinct Committee men and women of Montgomery County. They were the ones, by statute, responsible to select a replacement sheriff. So we did all the legal notification to them. I was surprised, actually, Brandon. It took about a week and a half before I started hearing from candidates, those who wanted to be sheriff.
Right.
But finally, when I did, then the floodgates opened, and I heard from several individuals asking about the process because they were interested. Then last night, we had our convention at Four County in Independence, Four County Mental Health on West Main in Independence. Had a great turnout of just the general public, as well as there were 50 eligible delegates, Republican Precinct Committee men and women. Of those 50, 39 were in attendance, and 6 sent proxies. So we had 45 votes to select our new sheriff. It was a Republican meeting, but I made it open to the public for watching. They couldn't speak. They couldn't make noise. But the Republican delegates were the ones that made the selection.
You said it took about a week and a half for candidates to reach out to you. Can you give us an idea of maybe how many people actually reached out to you and showed interest in the position?
There were 5 that I visited with, and 4 then decided to show up last evening to run or to seek that position. And then to be a candidate, you actually had to have one of the delegates nominate you, and 3 of them received a nomination. 1 did not. I don't know the particulars about that. It's really neither here nor there. But we had 3 great candidates. I was impressed with all 3 of them. We had our current acting sheriff, Richard George. He was seeking the position to be sheriff. We had a man named Russell White, who is, I think he's a parole officer. He's a military man, been in law enforcement for a lot of years. And we had Ron Wade. Ron is the current chief of police in Caney. A lot of law enforcement background. So whichever one of the 3 of those guys were going to be selected, I personally, as chair, asking the questions the delegates submitted and listening to their answers, was impressed. And I thought, hey, we're going to go good no matter which way we go here.
Right, exactly. Virgil Peck joining us here in studio here this morning, about to introduce the new Montgomery County Sheriff. Again, we had mentioned this was weeks in the making, and then you mentioned a very good turnout last night, and obviously we do have the new sheriff here with us, if you want to go ahead and introduce him for the general public.
We certainly do. Last night we had a vote, 45 people cast ballots. So that meant someone had to receive 23 to receive a majority of the votes. And I brought with me the ballots that has the winner's name on it. There are 25 ballots here. And on the ballots, the name of Ron Wade is written down. And so I'm going to give these to Ron. He's joining us here this morning. And Ron, I'm really glad to have you join us here at KGGF. Congratulations on your selection as Sheriff of Montgomery County. Looking forward to you doing great things for those of us who are private citizens, getting between us and the bad guys, and just doing your job. Again, congratulations, Ron Wade, new sheriff of Montgomery County, once he's officially appointed by the governor, which is going to take us about a week or so.
And you said you have the proper documents that you got to send out to the governor, and then maybe after a week or so, it'll be 100% official.
I brought with me the documents that I will be needing to sign, have it notarized. I thought maybe if one of you guys were notary.
none of us are notaries here, but we appreciate that thought, though.
Okay. By state statute, I am required within 24 hours of selection to get a notification in the mail to the governor, registered mail, or to hand deliver it. I'm not going to drive to Topeka to give her this
right.
notice. So we'll
right.
be getting the mail here after the post office opens here after a while. But I'm going to let Ron Wade say a few words and introduce himself to the citizens of Montgomery County, as well as all the other listeners who are listening into KGGF.
Yeah, thank you very much. And Ron stepping in here for a couple minutes. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
When this process started, you were one of the few that reached out and showed interest. Is that correct?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Can you just share with our listeners a little bit about your background? Of course, obviously spending time, a lot of time in Caney, but just kind of share with our listeners your history and your background.
Sure. I started my law enforcement career out in 1989. I started it out at Caney Police Department, where I was a patrolman EMT. Then I was hired on at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office in In 1995, where I served 14 years there as part of the Sheriff's Department. I worked under two sheriffs at that time, with Jack Daniels and Stan Veach. And I was fortunate enough to get an opportunity to go back to Caney and to try to follow my grandpa's footsteps, Elmer Wade, as Chief of Police. And fortunate enough, I was promoted into that position.
What made you show interest once this obviously this position opened up? I mean, what kind of thought process did you have for wanting to maybe step in and fill this role?
Well, when I served 14 years at Sheriff's Office, I enjoyed it very much. I respected all the sheriffs I worked under, and I just figured that I would like to be a sheriff at one time. And this opportunity just came about, and then I just figured this was probably a good time to at least try and see if I can fulfill my dream.
And once you first, you know, reached out and showed the interest, what was kind of that next process like, that next little time frame, you know, getting from showing the interest first to where you are here this morning? What was that like?
It was very stressful.
Stressful?
Yes, and it was exciting at times. And when I say exciting at times, I was excited about the opportunity to be the sheriff. And just going around and talking to people and just trying to get their opinions and suggestions.
Virgil's got to send off the papers. Of course, it might be like a week before it's 100% official. But what's kind of now the timeline for you, of course, stepping into this new role? What changes for you, and what do you have in mind here moving forward as far as the position you now have?
Well, I'm going to give my current agency a notice. I don't want to just jump up and leave them. That wouldn't be right for anybody to do that. But then, as far as changes, I don't believe that there's any change I want to make at the sheriff's office. A lot of good employees working there at this time. Like you said, you know, Richard George was the acting the sheriff, and he did a great job. And Richard is a great guy. I worked with him when I first started at the sheriff's office. He was a he was a good mentor to me. Him and his wife was great friends. So getting this position is a humbling position, humbling to me, and exciting, but yet sometimes sad, because I ran against a friend of mine. And you know what I'm saying? And I do respect him very much. I hope that he continues to be willing to work at the sheriff's office.
Well, first off, congratulations from all of us here. I know this was a process that's been going on here for a few weeks since the last time we had spoke with Virgil here on KGGF. But now that process is done, just kind of one more step, getting the proper paperwork into the governor and, of course, signed away, and then everything becomes official. Anything else you want to add here this morning? Say anything to the people of Montgomery County?
I just want to thank all the Republican people for supporting me through this process, and I want to continue having their support. And I'm going to do my best to fulfill this position, my best, my ability. And I'm going to do it with trust, honor, and integrity.
All right. Sounds good. Ron Wade, thanks. New police chief here. Yeah, Virgil, come on back in here.
I just thought that I would add in here. Ron Wade was selected to fill out the unexpired term of Bobby Turks as sheriff. So that means that if Ron wants to continue past January, he will need to run for sheriff. So we will have an election this year for sheriff of Montgomery County. And so I just thought that I would mention that to the listeners, that this is a position that will last until January, early January of 2021. So between now and then, Ron, if he decides, and I'm going to guess, Ron, that you are going to run for sheriff for a full term. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You heard it here first, that he's going to be running
for
a full term. And he will probably face some other law enforcement individuals that the public then will get a chance to vote and select a sheriff for 4 years. But I am really grateful that Ron and the others stepped up to run for this position and to fill it, because it is a very important position for the citizens of Montgomery County.
Virgil Peck, Ron Wade joining us here today. We appreciate both of their time here this morning. Obviously, Ron, now the new Montgomery County Sheriff, and you mentioned once again it goes up until January 2021, and then that's when the new election is, and then he'd have to run for another term.
Now, the filing deadline is June the 1st.
June the 1st,
of this
okay.
Year. Then there will be a primary in August, and okay. Then the general in November.
Okay.
And then they take office in January.
Okay. Anything else you want to add while we got you here?
Oh, now you turning the mic over to me for the... No, I'm kidding. That's all that I need to say about this particular topic. I appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate you having us in this morning.
All right. We'll step aside, take a break. We'll have some more news right after this.